This podcast is sponsored by Premier Surgical Associates. We welcome general and vascular surgeon Dr. Randy Reiser to Premier Surgical. Dr. Reiser is seeing patients at Premier's offices at Turkey Creek Medical Center, Paper Mill Drive, and in Maryville.
This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America, 865-200-5503, live here at Beatty Chevrolet, Parkside Drive. The 2018 Equinox is 21995. It is the hot list at Beatty. It's better at Beatty. Go to the website at BeattyChevrolet.com, home of the warranty for life. 2018 Cruise is 14995. Traverse, Silverados, Tahoes, you name it, it's here. We are in their beautiful showroom right now at Beatty on Parkside Drive. Let's see who we have. No, we good. No one on the text box. No one on the phone, so we're good there. Before the break, I just wanted to caution folks. Like, it was one game. It was a game that we saw more effort, and we saw these guys play harder. I want to see that same type of effort duplicated against Auburn on the road. It's going to be a hostile environment. It will be louder than it was against Georgia. I can promise you that. I want to see the same effort. I'm not saying don't be encouraged, because what we saw on Saturday was encouraging. But Florida still happened. And then we got the opposite in Georgia. Let's make sure we don't go back to Florida. Let's make sure that the effort is better, not this weekend, but next weekend. Let's hope that Darrell Taylor has rubbed off on folks there on the defensive front. Darrell Taylor is a guy that, out of Hopewell, Virginia, surprised a lot of people by even picking Tennessee. People thought he was a Virginia Tech lock. He came in at 220 pounds. He played like receiver and tight end and linebacker at his high school. He was going to be a guy that had the quickness, the athleticism that you were going to put weight on and possibly develop him into a Missouri type of defensive end. Like the Coney Ealy's of the world, the Michael Sam's of the world, guys who that come in a little undersized, but they have pass rushing ability, and you develop them and you turn them into a vicious pass rusher. Darrell Taylor was supposed to be that guy, and we didn't see much of that at all until Saturday. And he was relentless, man. He was relentless. That was fun to watch. 865-255-03. Ben, Charlie, anything else stood out to you guys pregame, during the game, postgame in the Georgia-Tennessee game?
I'll let you go first, Ben.
Off the top of my head, I was just happy to see progress. I mean, I said it last week. I'm not a fan of moral victories or participation trophies, but with the current state of Tennessee football and the three-game stretch that they're going through, I wanted to see progress on Saturday, and I saw progress. They played they didn't play with the necessary toughness to win the football game the way they should, but I thought they played with the toughness that we haven't really seen since in a while, honestly. So that was a positive, in my opinion. I was disappointed to see Jeremy Banks put the football on the turf again, because I think he has a lot of potential, but he's not going to play if he continues to cough the football up, and I think that's bad for Tennessee's offense, because I think Tennessee's offense needs Jeremy Banks in the football game, because he does bring that level of toughness that they don't have at times. But like I said, if the coaches can't trust you to hold on to the football, you're not going to play. So I think that's something that may be a negative going forward. I'd be interested for you to touch on Volstorm's question, Swain, about if Garantano is struggling to go through his progressions, because personally, I don't think he's struggling to go through his progressions. I just think his mental clock of needing to get the football out is maybe shorter than what it should be because of how much pressure he usually has to deal with.
I'm not going to go black or white on this issue. I do think that Jared Baby could be better with his, you know, progressions, maybe, and scanning the field, maybe. I think the offensive line issues play a part into it. I think he's so concerned with turning over the football, which he should be. That's his job as a quarterback, is that he wants to get rid of the football. And he likes a matchup. He goes to that matchup. More times than not, the guy's been open, and the guy's made the catch when he's had the time. I just don't know his progressions. I don't know what he's being told. We don't know. We don't know on any given pass play who's number one, who's number two, who's number three, and who he should go look at first, who's second, who's third. We don't know that. Because we don't know it, I think it's hard for me to tell that he's not going through his progressions or he's not going through them properly, because I don't know his progressions. But I'm not going to shut it down and say that he doesn't need to improve in that part of the game. Of course he does. The offensive line, I thought, played a little bit better. I thought we ran the ball better in other games. We didn't run the ball that great against Georgia. We have to improve in that area because we want to keep the defense off balance. I thought Helton did a good job of throwing the ball on first down a little bit there, taking pressure off the offensive line. When you are so predictable and you run the ball on first, second down, then it's third and eight, everyone in the stadium knows what you're doing. Either running a screen, you're going to run a draw and just play for field position, or you're going to pass the ball. That's the only three things you're going to do.
And so often in those situations, at least it's been true for Tennessee this year, the defense just pins its ears back and just comes right at you.
When it's third and two, when it's third and one, and Tennessee has several of those down distances, you can either run the ball or you can pass the ball. And unfortunately, we tried to run the ball and didn't get anything because, again, everyone knows run to the left side of the formation because of Trey Smith. And then we try to pass the ball to Cody Pope there. And I don't know if Cody did not run to the sideline fast enough or did Jared put too much mustard on it. I don't know what happened there because I don't know what Austin Pope is supposed to do. But that should have been an easy completion there on third down and one. And it wasn't. I thought Tennessee did a pretty good job of their touchdown drive, extending that drive and give the defense enough time to rest. Looking at the time of possession, it was not in our favor at all. And I'm surprised our defense didn't really crumble earlier in the game. Defense did a good job of containing Miko Hardman. Miko Hardman is a game breaker. Mm-hmm. Miko Hardman is the NFL wide receiver.
It was 38 minutes Georgia held the ball to 22 for Tennessee.
Miko Hardman was nowhere to be found on Saturday.
Yep. And he did a very good job bottling him up.
Especially on the punt return. Him and Terry Godwin, they are explosive athletes, and they did not have the impact on special teams that they had to start the season. So I thought that was, you know, on special teams, and we haven't really talked about this, so maybe now's a good time to dive into it, but the three illegal formations are absolutely inexcusable, and especially when it's three consecutive plays. I mean, you have five guys lined up in the backfield. I wonder if that is that coaching telling guys to line up in the wrong spot, or is that an individual player not listening to the coaching? So I'd be interested to hear what Pruitt has to say about that when asked. But on the flip side of that, Joe Doyle had some very nice punts. Unfortunately, he had one wiped away because of the illegal formation. But not only did Joe Doyle have some nice punts, but I thought the punt coverage was good as well. So you had your negatives on special teams, but you also had some positives to take away as well.
Based on Pruitt's reaction to the penalties, I don't know if it was a player's fault. Because usually you see coach jumping up a player's backside when he didn't line up properly, causing a penalty. It looked like Pruitt was a little bit more, like, confused. Confused is probably a bad word to use there, but more like trying to find out why he was getting the penalty. Yeah, or trying to gather information.
Yeah, because he was standing behind the ref and counting. He was like, 1, 2, 3, 4. And, yeah, I think it was he just, for some reason, wasn't getting why that was getting called, I guess.
Yeah.
And even you had Gary on the call. He was saying maybe the refs are wrong here. They had to keep going back and looking at the replay.
Yeah.
It was a strange situation. I don't know what was going on there. Just don't let it happen again, I would say.
I mean, they had five people lined up in the backfield, which is one too many. And like you said, Gary was like, well, maybe the refs didn't call it right here. And then they'd show the replay, and Gary would be like, nope, there's five men in the backfield.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that is more on maybe what the players were told instead of the players kind of doing their own thing. But that's a minor adjustment. You just hate that it took the third time to fix it, because, like you said, Charlie, one of those punts was great, and we had to come back, and we lost some field position. Mecole Hardman is special because on a blitz reaction, Jake Fromm hit Mecole Hardman on a crossing route, and like he separated about 2 yards from Bailey Buchanan. Normal wide receivers can't do that. Normal wide receivers don't separate that much from a DB on a crossing route and blitz reaction. I don't think Baylen is that slow. Mecole is just that explosive. Mecole is special. And I remember when Tennessee was recruiting him, we wanted him bad.
I think didn't it come down to Georgia and Tennessee?
We wanted him bad. And I see why. You know, I know Coach E wanted him so bad. Mm-hmm. This kid is electric. And there was a question on whether he was going to play receiver or DB, kind of like Bryce Thompson. But they needed him at wide receiver. And, man, he's going to be a good one. He already is. Let's get to CT in Athens. Or I want to say this is TC.
No, it is.
This is
TC. It is CT.
It's CT?
CT Ump.
Gotcha. CT.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm great, man. Good to hear from
you. Appreciate taking my call.
Good to hear from you.
Hey, I was going to ask you, being a receiver, just about the differences in formations and kind of like the XYZ type of thing, how the different routes are and the differences in, like, say, Juwan Jennings or Callaway or whoever can be kind of lined up, what they in a Y lined up in a slot or those type of things, and what they're like if they're in a slot, how they route combinations and those type of things, what they run, if they're a Y and what they're in Z and all that type of stuff.
Gotcha. Thank you, man. Thanks for the phone call, man. Hope you have a good day. Appreciate it. I'm just going back and kind of thinking about what we called our receivers when I played. We had X, Z, and W at the wide receiver, and then we changed one little thing when Coach Cut came. But we were able to recover pretty well. But Z was a slot, W was an outside guy, and then X was an outside guy, was a flanker that went to the short side of the field. And we call our Ys the tight end there. And then A and B was the running backs, fullback there. Typically, you have your guys on the outside that can run your curls and your comebacks and can block on the outside. You know, Juwan Jennings type, and your smaller guys you're starting to see play on the inside a little bit. If you need some run support from your slot, maybe you change the formation a little bit to put Juwan Jennings on the inside. But it just really depends on the offensive system, the scheme, and your players, your personnel. Hour three continues after these messages. We're live at Beatty Chevrolet, Parkside Drive, home of the Warranty for Life, BeattyChevrolet.com.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swaino, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk, nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The shredder personifies what we are going to do to opposing defenses. The berry punch and activator will light up the scoreboard. And in case we need to go into overtime, the pure recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swaino, you know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a Smoothie King for life. The chocolate gladiator and the chocolate shredder with the scoop of peanut butter. Oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip by Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you will feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious. TK.
Don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy.
Gentlemen, get back in the game. Did you know that 1 out of every 3 men over 40 may have low testosterone? Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. Do you know your numbers? Well, I know my numbers. Low T Center made it quick and easy. I walked in, I took a simple blood test, and I knew my results in about 20 minutes. Their service is even covered by most health insurance. So give them a call, 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388, or go to lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Better Mattress is having their biggest sale of the year. Shop the Labor Day sales event to get a free adjustable base with select mattress set purchases while supplies last. That's a $1,200 value. Save that cash for your tailgates. Since I started sleeping on my Better Mattress with an adjustable base, I have way less neck pain and back pain. It's life-changing. On an adjustable base, with the touch of a button, you can adjust your sleep position without disturbing your partner. It's awesome. A truly customized sleep experience is waiting for you at Better Mattress. Get a free adjustable base during the Better Mattress Labor Day sale. Plus, everyone who shops at Better Mattress during September has a chance to get their purchase refunded back to them in full. It's a deal you won't believe. Ask in store for details. You don't want to miss this. And even better, all football season long, when our team wins, someone will get a free queen size mattress. No purchase necessary. Visit Better Mattress to enter for your chance to win. The winner gets to choose from 3 different mattresses valued at $1,000, and you can get it for free. Go see my friends at Better Mattress during the Labor Day sales event for a handcrafted, made in the USA Better Mattress. Good night, just got better. BEDRmattress.com.
All right, team, listen up. It's tailgating time again in Tennessee. But most importantly, team, you're going to need to refi that tailgate and the truck it's attached to. With a refinanced auto loan with Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union with their Got That promotion, they'll give you up to $500 for your debt.
Are you serious, coach?
That's right, Johnny. Alcoa 10 will pay you up to $500 for your debt. Now, let's get out there and spread the word. Say it with me. Alcoa 10. Alcoa 10. Alcoa 10.
ATFCU is an equal housing lender.
For a replay of each day's Swain Event TV, like us on Facebook.
Pretty good in penalty yards. Only had 5 penalties for 25. I know Pruitt would say 1 is too many, but only 25 yards is not that terrible. I think the number that stands out, the two numbers that stands out for me are the rushing yards, where Georgia had 251, Tennessee had 66, and then the fumbles, the number of fumbles that each team had, and then the number of fumbles that they lost, where Georgia had 4 fumbles and only lost, didn't lose any, and then Tennessee lost 1 and fumbled once. And so you got to be better about awareness on defense. When you see that ball on the ground, you have to expect a turnover. You have to expect it and be ready to go and ready to either scoop it up or to recover it. And I think they'll get better there. They'll work on that this week as you have your bye week. And that's usually a time that you harp on the fundamentals, the simple parts of the game. 865-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Let's take a look at the text box this morning. It's free for your Swain Van app. That's also free there. Vol fan says, I feel like JG has stepped in a leadership role. At one point, he was going up and down the sideline, pumping up the players and telling them not to give up. That was encouraging to see. And Heath says, curious what you think about the lack of injuries last year to this year. Strength condition is looking better, and that's where it starts, GBO. Yes, that is something that is very noticeable. We're not getting those injuries. We've had maybe, one serious one with Brandon Kennedy. Yep. All season long, knock on wood, and you expect that physical game against Georgia. You still got Auburn and Alabama, and you hope they can stay healthy through those two games too. So, yeah, that's been really encouraging, is to see us physically compete there in the fourth quarter as far as strength-wise. You still didn't have the talent, but it wasn't like you was getting blown off the ball 12 yards deep like we did last year against Alabama. Cardwell says, good morning, everyone. I thought it was great to see Coach Pruitt show some emotion. I felt it shows how much he's committed to getting our program where it needs to be competitively. I'm all in on Pruitt. One thing I wanted to bring up, I saw where UT released a video about Darren Walker and his success that wasn't necessarily associated with football but focused on what he did in the classroom. I think oftentimes there's a misconception of football players when it comes to academics. It goes to show that a lot of these guys are working hard on and off the field. I hope we get to see other videos that focus more on what our athletes are accomplishing in the classroom. And yeah, Darren Walker has probably put himself in a position to make more money off the field than on the field. He is an engineer. He has his own engineering firm. And last year on one of the Championship Fridays, we had him on, and he talked a little bit about it because I asked him about it. I don't think he was actually ready or prepared to talk about it. But, yeah, I mean, I brought that up because that does not get highlighted enough. And I think more and more schools and recruits understand how important academics are and how important a plan after football being in place is important. I think they understand that. And I also think they make that part of their decision and what school they attend. G Young 3_7 says, Coach Pruitt recruited those guys. So like he said, when he got here, it's about relationships, and he cares for those kids. Exactly.
You just can't understate how valuable buy-in is. I didn't totally give my thoughts on that whole situation with the getting emotional after the game. I just think that is so huge, and it's something that you just never truly saw with Butch Jones. And I, like Pruitt said, I'm kind of like him. Gets me excited. But it really does. I think you look. I don't want to harp on my Titans too much, but they have this, you know, for the boys slogan, and the entire point of that is that you play for each other, and it's carrying them right now. That is, they attribute so much of their success so far through these three big games where they beat the Eagles and the Jags. To that buy-in and that caring for each other. And, God, I want to get that back here at Tennessee because it's so, so valuable.
Well, that's a good example. I mean, if you want to use NFL, for example, look at the Steelers and look at the Titans. Steelers are way more talented than the Titans. But the Titans are playing together. They're playing for one another. Mm-hmm. The Steelers, they're not, and it shows.
And great, specifically with the Titans, great player leadership. Yes, Mike Vrabel is gutsy. I mean, man, what a ballsy call there at the end to go for it on fourth instead of kicking a field goal for the tie. You know, there's that much. But you got guys like Taylor Lewan and Marcus Mariota that are truly, you know, beloved in that locker room. And Tennessee needs to get those dudes back. You know, guys that are really trusted and guys that other players listen to day in and day out, and guys that they look to in time, I guess, times of need. That might be a little dramatic to say, but you know what I mean. Just actual player leaders. It's such a valuable thing, man.
ATL VFL says, do you think that Warriors thinking about the NFL next year and just trying not to get hurt? I don't know what Warriors thinking. I think he doesn't need to be worried about the NFL because you have to play well to get to the NFL. And that's what he should be concerned about more than anything else, is carrying out his assignment, being the leader that he needs to be, and playing with his hair on fire. And he's not playing with his hair on fire on every single snap of the game. He needs to. NFL should be the last thing that he's thinking about right now. C. Peterson, 6652, says Kirkland was bad at missing tackling, missed tackles on 3 touchdowns. Yeah. Kirkland needs to do a better job of wrapping up, and that is something I pretty sure will be emphasized during the bye week. Vol Fan 1987 says, where's TK Jr.? He dressed out. Looked like he went through warm-ups a little bit against Georgia, but we did not see him on the football field. That, and I got a couple questions about TK. The reason why he's not playing is because of injury. It's not because he's not good enough or he's getting beat out. It's because of injury. Mark P. asked the same thing. Where's TK Jr.? Is he hurt or not on the team? He's a gamer and should be in the game. He's on the team. He dressed out. He wanted to come back, I'm sure, earlier in the season, but he had a really serious knee surgery, and it takes time to heal, and I don't know if he's 100% ready to go yet. And I think this bye week is important for him, and I'll be surprised if he doesn't play against Auburn. If he doesn't play against Auburn, then I don't know if he's gonna play during the season, to be honest. But the bye week could be good for him. I should see him against Auburn, but that's why he's not playing. It's not because Micah's, you know, that much better than him, or he's not doing a good job with, you know, practicing. It's that knee. You know, they want to make sure they don't put him out there and make it worse. 865-255-03, B-Dry, waterproofing hotline. Gainesville Brad says Butch Jones should apologize to Alvin Kamara for costing him money. I think it washes out a little bit because the guarantee money is not so much anymore because they changed the pay structure for these rookies, so they don't get paid more. I remember Jamarcus Russell 1 year got paid more than a Pro Bowler, and the Pro Bowler had been in the NFL for a couple years, and Jamarcus Russell hadn't taken an NFL snap. And they changed that rule a couple years ago where, you know, it's not so much money on the front end. So Alvin being really not used in his last year, I think it kind of saved him a little bit, you know, with his legs. Look at some of the Alabama running backs. They're beat up and worn down by the time they get to the NFL. You know, you look at Eddie Lacy and Ingram a little bit there. Derrick Henry hasn't had much of a problem there, but Alvin Kamara came into the league healthy and fresh, and so I guess that's the good way to think about it, right?
To me, almost Derrick Henry's almost been an anomaly because he almost more than anyone I've seen at the college level. You're talking that dude got 40 touches a game. Like at some points they rode Derrick Henry, and he's held up. I don't know. He needs to be like an example for some of these other guys, but maybe it's coming. I don't know. Knock on wood, I guess.
Matt LaFleur, what's that? What's your offense coordinator's name?
Matt LaFleur,
Titans OC, gets his attaboy for the week. What a game called by him, and what a gutsy call by Vabral to not settle for a tie. That's from Daniel W. there. Austin B. says, has Najee Warrior been the one player you thought would take a huge step this year? Has it shown any playmaking ability? Another drop interception this weekend. Yeah, I've been a little surprised by the play of Najee. I thought it would be a little bit better there, but there's plenty season left, and there's a bye week for him to go back and look at his film on the last 5 weeks and maybe sit down with Kelly, Charles Kelly, and Pruitt, and have an understanding of how he's expected to play here at Tennessee, a guy with so much talent. He should be playing a little bit better, but let's see if he fixes that during the bye week and he comes out and plays better against Auburn. Daniel W. says, I was close to checking out after the Florida game, but my heart wouldn't let me, and I'm glad I didn't. Love our boys also, Charlie. Tighten up for the Bulls.
Yeah, baby.
Jacob, is Darrell Taylor the best pro prospect on the team? That answer is no. That is Trey Smith. He is the best pro prospect on the team right now. Trey has not had this season like he did last year. There's obviously reasons. He had a serious health concern there with the blood clot around the lungs or around his heart. I think it was around his lungs. And then he had some injuries here and there, a little nick and bruises that he didn't really maybe talk about. They didn't bring up. He did not practice for a lot of the fall camp physically. Didn't do a lot of hitting until like the third or fourth week of fall camp. And so, yes, he is not the same player, but he's still the best pro prospect we have on this team. No doubt about it. Josh says you don't need to throw it deep all the time, but the only times we've been truly successful on offense is when JG is airing out, mostly in the second half. I think we need to see a little more deep passing with risk of bad protection versus playing safe but less effective, which is better. I don't know if one is better than the other. I think you have to pick and choose your times, and I do think we do need to throw the ball deep more. Take chances on 50-50 balls, back shoulders. Our receivers don't need to be on top of the DB. They don't have to have a 2-yard separation or 3-yard separation behind the DB for us to throw it up. We have great 50-50 ball catchers. So back shoulder, throw it up, let our guys go out there and get it. Our receivers have to do a better job of our releases and giving the quarterback 5 yards from the sideline to drop the ball over the shoulder. If you're running 2 yards from the sideline, there's no place for the quarterback to drop the ball. And so the ball goes out of bounds, and everyone looks at the quarterback. That's on the wide receiver. So we got to throw more deep balls, and we need to do a better job with our wide receivers. 865-255-03. Be right back.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken, not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries. You break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
At work? Can't call in? Don't feel bad. You can talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain Event app.
I know I didn't really answer Josh's question here when he said deep passing with risk of bad protection versus playing it safe, but effective, which one is better? I guess if you ask me which was better, honestly, taking care of the football is better because you have zero chance of winning if you turn over the football. But if you play it safe and you play field position, you still allow your special teams and defense to stay in the game and then have a chance to win late. So if you ask me which one is better, playing it safe and maintaining the football is better. That's why it's such a hard question. It's not a black or white answer at all, because you got to have both. You got to protect the football. You have to play it safe at times. You also have to take your shots when those shots are available. And I think we need to take more of those shots in the football game. We need to see more of those. I think we have the players on the outside that could make plays for us. So it's not a one or the other. I think it's a little bit of both of what we have to do. 865-255-03. Hour 3 is powered by Low T Center and lowtcenter.com. A few locations here in Tennessee. Got a great location here in Knoxville and West Knoxville. But there's two locations in Middle Tennessee right there, Murfreesboro and Nashville. Actually, there's three locations in Middle Tennessee if you count Murfreesboro. Two in Nashville, one in Murfreesboro, one in Tri-Cities, and one in Chattanooga. And very, very excited to be working with the Low T Center. I get so many testimonials from folks that hear the commercial. They hear it, and then they finally go in because they're feeling that low energy. They're feeling that low libido, and they finally go in, and they're surprised that, okay, I should have been here all along. My number is low, and they get the treatment, and they start feeling better. So there's a new approach to men's wellness here at the Low T Center. They are reinventing men's health care, working to prevent slow and eliminate serious health issues. So it's more than just testosterone. They're looking at hypertension, diabetes, allergies, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, everything there at Low T Center. So they're expanding their services, ways to help you feel better, men. So make sure you go by the Low T Center and go to their website for more information. All right, let me take a look back at the text box. And Ben and Charlie, you guys take a look at the Facebook Live comments there. Tony Sabo says Warrior is the most overhyped player on the defense, not named Combo.
I agree.
At the moment, yeah.
I'm thinking.
You might be right.
Nigel has real athletic potential, but
in terms of how people view him, as people legitimately view him as one of the best safeties in the SEC, and he's not.
Yep.
Yeah. I agree, because we expected him not to be Minkah Fitzpatrick, but to get close, and his game really jump and evolve, and really take his game to the next level under Pruitt, and we haven't seen what we've been expecting. So I think that is a fair statement there. I don't think it's unfair at all. I think it's fair. I think if Pruitt sits down with Nigel Warrior and they talk and have a real conversation, I think Nigel will agree they could be a little bit better there. Matt S. 9150 says, will Todd Kelly Jr. get a chance to redshirt if he doesn't play? Only if he wants to. You know, he redshirted last year. He took that redshirt last year when he shut things down right before the Florida game. And so he would have to apply for a medical redshirt if he did not play this year. My question is, does Todd Kelly want to do that? I mean, he's already graduated once. You know, he's probably not going to play NFL football because of that knee. Does he say, I'm good, I'm ready to move on and go to the next level and live the next chapter of my life? Or does he want to try to finish off his Tennessee career on a high note? I don't know that answer, but he already used his red shirt. He would have to apply for a medical red shirt to get a six-year. Brad says Callaway and Jennings should be touching the ball 10 times each. Why is this not happening? Number one, that's hard to do.
It's a lot of touches.
I mean, that's a lot of touches. Targets is one thing. Touches is another thing. I mean, 10 targets each is a lot. That's a lot. 10 touches? That means you would have to target combined. You would probably have to target those guys 30 times.
Yeah.
To get the ball to them 20 at least.
And Tennessee doesn't throw the ball 30 times in a game, so.
I mean, you have to use some reverses for Callaway. Brad says touching, not catching. So touches can be reverses. It can be anything. Them touching the football, you would have to target those guys 30 times. And we didn't run – I don't think 30 plays in the first half, offensive plays. So that's basically saying, okay, half of our plays on offense, we either try and get the ball at number 1 or number 15. That's just not realistic. That's not realistic. But, Brad, I think them getting the ball 5 times a game is realistic. Or targeting them 10 times a game. I think the targets is more realistic than the touches. Because sometimes defense, they play good defense. So I think we need to target. I think we need to target Callaway when he's healthy and target Juwan Jennings a little bit more.
The most Tennessee has thrown in a game so far this year is 25 attempts against Florida.
Yeah.
So you would be hard pressed to do that. Yeah, you'd have to get creative with them. I agree. Those dudes need to touch the ball more. They're explosive players, and they are easily your best dudes on an offense, or a couple of your best guys. But yeah, you just don't have that many opportunities, unfortunately.
I mean, if you had to rank on offense who needs to get the most touches, number one is Ty Chandler.
Yes.
And, he's first.
And the craziest thing is, obviously, he got a couple of passes in that game, one for a touchdown, but he only ran 5 times. 5 times in the whole game. Tim Jordan had more carries. He had 6. I don't get that at all.
Yeah. I think the balance of reps needs to change a little bit. I think Ty Chandler should get more touches, and they like Tim Jordan, you know, during the spring and fall camp, and Tim Jordan heading into the season, I thought was going to be the number one back. But Ty Chandler got the first rep against West Virginia there on the lateral pass, the RPO. It was kind of wishy-washy there. But Ty Chandler is the best back for Tennessee right now. And it's not even close. He needs to get at least 10 touches a game. At least. That's where you start. And then maybe, you know, Callaway and then Jennings and Palmer. I think Palmer is a better wide receiver today than Juwan Jennings. I think Jennings has had a better career. But today, Palmer is a better wide receiver. Palmer gives you big play potential. Palmer runs past dudes. Palmer runs maybe some better routes. Jennings is a dog. He is. But today, Palmer is a better wide receiver. And for some folks, that's hard to believe because all you think about is Florida 2016 and the Hail Mary. But this is 2 years later. This is today. It's not 2 years ago. So today, I think Palmer's a little bit better. And I think Palmer needs to be targeted too. Beatty Chevrolet Parkside Drive 2018 Chevy Cruze is $14,995. The 2018 Traverse, $38,995, is loaded. Equinox, great price here. Awesome hot list at Beatty Chevrolet. Go to their website, check out their pre-owned and new selection of vehicles, BeattyChevrolet.com.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Today looks to be partly sunny with a high of 84, a 20% chance of rain tonight with a low around 65. Tomorrow, the 20% sticks around, mostly cloudy with a high of 82 and a low around 67. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com. Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
We're here with Dr. Mike Carlson of Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine. If you have orthopedic injuries such as shoulder pain, knee pain, or instability, Achilles tendonitis, golfers, or tennis elbow, do what I did and give them a call.
Yeah, Jason, we specialize in regenerative non-surgical orthopedics. So we treat damaged ligaments, tendons, and joints, including things like rotator cuff injuries, knee instability, elbow problems, as well as foot problems like plantar fasciitis, Achilles, things of that nature, by injecting with stem cells in what's called PRP, or platelet-rich plasma. And this form of treatment we do under ultrasound, so we know we have our target. And it also stimulates the body's own reparative process, and this allows for the healing of damaged tissue. And as you well know, I mean, numerous professional and collegiate athletes, guys like Steph Curry, Tiger Woods, and even yourself with your ankle injury, have been using this form of treatment for years. And so we offer that same type of treatment here in East Tennessee.
Visit them on the web at trsportsmedicine.com. Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine. East Tennessee's leader in regenerative therapy.
Premier Surgical Associates is pleased to welcome Dr. Randy Reiser to its surgical practice. Dr. Reiser is board certified in general and vascular surgery and has treated patients in the Knox and Blount County areas for more than 20 years. Dr. Reiser is seeing patients at Premier Surgical's offices at Turkey Creek Medical Center, Paper Mill Drive, and in Maryville. For more information or to request an appointment with Dr. Reiser, please visit premiersurgical.com right now.
Big Orange football is better alongside another Tennessee tradition, Mrs. Grissom's Salad. Mrs. Grissom's ready-made snacks and meals are perfect for game day. Crowd favorites like the select pimento cheese and cranberry pecan chicken salad are delicious and easy to grab and go right from the grocery store. Going to the game? Visit Mrs. Grissom's in Vol Village for the must-have panini grilled pimento cheese hot dog. Man, select the best. Select Tennessee's own Mrs. Grissom's.
If you love the Swain Event and you want more of the show every day, you can now get it with Swain Event Plus. Swain Event Plus features exclusive, in-depth interviews with former Vols.
She saved my life. I probably would have never made the comments, man.
I looked at him and said, Coach, no disrespect. I'm going to Tennessee. I'm going to play in the SEC.
With Swain Event Plus, you can also get access to the exclusive podcast Reel on the Hill with Tennessee media legend John Bryce.
What is going on there with that battle?
I had lunch with some folks over the course of this past week who indicated some inside the program believe that Jarrett Garantano is really ready to take that next step.
So go to SwainEventPlus.com right now to sign up and check out all of the amazing extras that you can get. That's SwainEventPlus.com. Get more.
Hour 3 of the Swain Event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
We're going to end the show today on for what? And I got one for what today. Not for what goes to James Franklin.
Oh.
Because Penn State had Oklahoma State beat throughout this football game. It was rocking. It was a whiteout. Trace McSorley was dealing. He was doing his thing. And Penn State down 26-27. They get the ball with about 2.5 minutes left in the game, and James Franklin botched this. He did. First and 10 on Penn State 25. Trace McSorley goes for 27 yards pass. Boom, you already at midfield. And then Trace McSorley is sacked for a 4-yard loss. It is now 2nd and 14. And then Trace McSorley throws an incomplete pass, 3rd and 14. Quarterback McSorley runs and picks up a 9-yard gain. It is now 4th and 5. Penn State lines up. They call a timeout. They get back, line up again. Ohio State calls a timeout. They get back to the line of scrimmage. Both teams, they don't call a timeout. And the play that James Franklin runs on 4th and 5 is a zone read that took a 2-yard loss. Game over.
Such a bad call.
What? What is that, James Franklin?
Had all of that time during the timeout to think about it, and that's the play that he called.
That was absolutely egregious.
Garbage.
You have Trace McSorley, who is, like, he's your guy.
He's one of the better quarterbacks in college football.
Why would you take the ball out of his hand like that? I mean, I understand zone read with a yard to go or 2 yards, but 5 yards? Put him in a situation where he can pass it or run it. Really bad play call there by Penn State. It was terrible.
It was completely baffling. I said I was going to do this yesterday on Twitter, and so I'll ante up. I got to give for what to the Browns, which as a franchise is just a perpetual for what. So,
why you get them to the Browns?
Because they let John Gruden get his first win.
Did you see
in the NFL?
Did you see the missed calls in that game? Did you see the
I only watched the overtime. Overtime.
Did you see the blatant fumble on Carr that they called an incomplete pass? Did you see that? Because
I did not know.
That's who should be getting the what is the referees. Now the Browns did have
a big lead in that game.
Big
at one
lead,
point.
And so yeah, you give the Browns a for what for that, for giving up that lead. But my goodness, what kind of call was that? That was a clear fumble. The Browns are going to be okay. They got a really good defense led by Greg Williams. That defense is really good. Baker Mayfield's going to be the guy. And I don't care if you don't like him or not, the dude has it.
He's good.
And players play for him, and he makes players around him better. I think the Browns have themselves a quarterback, finally. But, yeah, I was hoping that the Browns were going to get this done. They had a really big lead over the Raiders, but the Raiders found a way to win. But the refereeing has been terrible. I mean, did you see the Arden Key pass rush on Baker Mayfield? And they called a roughing the passer penalty on Art Key. He barely touched Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield didn't even fall. It was the NFL's making it tough to watch.
They got to change that rule.
It's making it tough.
Yeah, it's not good.
I have not watched a complete NFL game yet this season. And that's not me. I watch NFL football. I love NFL football. I love professional sports.
It's tough. I haven't. I've watched all the Titans games, almost all of them in their entirety, and I haven't seen anything that just put me over the top. There was a really bad missed pass interference yesterday, but I haven't seen a really weak roughing the passer call like that yet. But these ones that have been happening in other games are.
The one on Arden Key was the worst I've ever seen. It was really soft.
Bad.
It was soft.
I mean,
it was terrible.
You look at if you watch the end of the Mississippi State Florida game, that game ended with Nick Fitzgerald getting destroyed. From Florida's team did a full 10-yard sprint right at Nick Fitzgerald and just laid him down. In the NFL, that would have been a 15-yard penalty.
Yep.
Probably, I guess that would have given them an untimed down, I think.
Yep,
so
you cannot drive the quarterback to the ground, but yeah. That was a clean hit. College football standards. Rick and Bama says Georgia loses two games this year. Kentucky wins SEC East. Man.
That would be something.
The way Kentucky's playing, it could happen. Chip Haint. Do you have a problem with Jimbo grabbing his players' face masks? No, absolutely not. I actually liked it.
It's getting his attention.
Yep, I liked it. I have no problem with it one bit. 865-255-03. Laura Woods wants to know why we run the ball on third down long. Because you are going to punt the ball. There's no reason to passing it and getting a turnover, so you're going to just play the field, so you run it to punt it. That's why. For Charlie Burris, I'm Jason Swain, and Ben McKee's back in the Low T Center studios. We hope you have a great Monday. Same time tomorrow, 7 a.m. We're out.